Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm Laura Adams. Workplace retirement plans like 401ks and 403bs are fantastic ways to save for retirement. But what if you don't have access to one? Gail Carriger recently made a post on the Money Girl Facebook page and said, "While I understand most of your listeners are probably regular employee types, do you think you could do some segments for those of us who are self-employed? We don't have the advantages of 401ks and the like. What should we be doing differently to save for retirement?" Gail, thanks for the great question. This podcast is for you. I'll tell you what options you do have to save for retirement to ensure that you have a secure financial future. As Gail mentioned, many people don't have the option to invest in a retirement account at work. That might be the case if you're between jobs, are self-employed, work for a small business that doesn't offer benefits, or are a stay-at-home spouse, for instance. Well, don't let that stop you from reaching your retirement dreams. Thankfully, there are other types of accounts that you can use to achieve your long-term financial goals. No matter your situation, just about everyone can contribute to an IRA, or Individual Retirement Arrangement. That's why I consider it the cornerstone of retirement savings. An IRA is a personal savings plan that has nothing to do with your work. You open it, fund it, and control it yourself. The only requirement to contribute to an IRA is that you have some amount of earned income or have a spouse with earned income. The amount of money you can contribute to an IRA is based on your age and income. You can contribute an amount that matches your taxable compensation up to $5,000, or $6,000 if you're age 50 or older for 2010. For example, if you're 18 years old and make $4,000 from a part-time job this year, the maximum amount that you can contribute is $4,000, not $5,000. But even if you make $500,000, the most you can contribute is $5,000, or $6,000 if you're 50 or older. If you don't work but have a spouse that works, you can fund a spousal IRA using their income. As long as you're married and file a joint tax return, both you and your spouse can max out your IRAs every year, even with one income. The money you contribute to an IRA is allocated among the investments that you choose, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and exchange-traded funds. If you're young, growth stock funds will allow your money to multiply as aggressively as possible over the years. On the other hand, if your retirement is less than 10 years away, choose more conservative and less risky investment options, like bond funds or money market funds. It's super easy to open up an IRA. Just complete an application at an online brokerage, fund company, or bank. You can usually set one up to draft automatic contributions from your checking account for free. Here are some great places to get started: eTrade.com, ScottTrade.com, Zecco.com, ShareBuilder.com, Schwab.com, Vanguard.com, and BankofAmerica.com. After you set up your IRA, if you're not sure what investments are right for you, don't be shy about contacting the company's financial services department and speaking with a representative or broker about your options. If you're self-employed or have your own company, there are even more ways to save for retirement in addition to an IRA. A self-employed person is someone who's in business for themselves, either full or part-time, and has an unincorporated business.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
In this show, I'll discuss two of the best types of retirement plans to set up and maintain if you're self-employed or have a small company, the SEP and the Simple Plan. A SEP, or Simplified Employee Pension Plan, is also known as a SEP IRA. It allows employers to make pre-tax contributions to a traditional IRA for each of their eligible employees. SEPs don't allow employees to contribute. They can only be funded by employer contributions. But it allows individuals who are self-employed to make contributions to their own retirement account. If you're a one-man operation or have just a few employees, a SEP will be the easiest retirement plan for you to set up and maintain. You can even have a SEP for your self-employment income if you have another job where you participate in an employer's retirement plan. SEP rules allow you to contribute any amount you like, up to 25% of your salary if you're an employee of your own company, or up to 20% of your net self-employment income. These percentages are capped at a maximum contribution of $49,000 for 2010. If you employ workers, you must offer the SEP to all eligible employees and fund it in an amount that's equally proportional to their wages. To set one up, simply submit IRS Form 5305-SEP. The second retirement plan that I mentioned is the SIMPLE, which stands for Savings Incentive Match Plan for Employees. It's available to the self-employed and to businesses with less than 100 employees. It can be set up as either an IRA or a 401k and is funded by both employer contributions and employee salary deferrals. For 2010, an employee can contribute up to $11,500 or up to $14,000 if they're at least 50 years old. An employer with a SIMPLE must choose to make matching contributions of at least 3% or to make non-elective contributions of 2% of each eligible employee's compensation. A SIMPLE is a great option when your company begins to grow and add employees. However, it may have more restrictions and entail more record keeping than you really want if you're a sole proprietor. A SIMPLE also has restrictions on how much you can contribute if you also participate in a retirement plan at a different employer. See IRS Publication 560 for instructions on how to set up a SIMPLE plan. A quick and dirty tip is that if you're not self-employed and you don't qualify for an IRA, you can always invest for your retirement in a taxable brokerage account. Complete an online application at one of the websites that I mentioned earlier and start growing your retirement nest egg as soon as possible. If you're not subscribed to the podcast through iTunes, that's one of the most convenient ways to get each new show as soon as it's released. You can download it to your MP3 player or just listen from your computer. And if you enjoy the show, do me a favor and submit a review in iTunes. As always, you can email me at money@quickanddirtytips.com, send a tweet to @LauraAdams, or make a post on the Money Girl Facebook page. You'll find links to everything I've mentioned in this podcast and more resources on the Money Girl blog at moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.